Today's podcast episode is going to open up with a little bit of listener participation. I'm going to ask you one question, and then I'm going to ask you to come up with your gut response. Here's the question. What are the top three priorities of your life? All right, I'm going to give you about 60 seconds of extra music time. You come up with your list, and when we return, we'll find out how your list of top three priorities lines up with the insights of today's podcast. Welcome back. Today we're going to jump right into a text of scripture found in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter number 2. This text is going to give you and I instruction to allow us to evaluate our own personal list of what our top priorities in life are. You'll see what we're talking about. In verse number 20, this is what the text says. It says, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead." So now in this verse, God is again speaking to Joseph, and God is telling Joseph to arise. Now that word arise has the sense of getting your things together. You see, God is about to tell Joseph to relocate from the land of Egypt. Remember, he has lived in Egypt for 2 years now. Now, 2 years in one place is enough time to really build up a somewhat of a life. But now after 2 years, God is telling Joseph to relocate from his life in Egypt and to return to the land of Israel. But before Joseph is going to make this journey, he has some things that he has to get together. Question is, what are the things that he has to get together? See, if we know what the things that God is telling Joseph he has to get together are, then we will know what really matters to God. And once we learn what really matters to God, then we can be empowered to make it really matter to us. So that's how this is going to empower our discussion today. Listen, in the last 2 years, I have helped 3 people relocate homes. Either they've moved out of state, or maybe they've just moved from one home to another within a region or location. But 3 times in the last 2 years, I've helped go into homes, box some things up, load up the boxes into the U-Hauls or into the trailers or whatever they had. Every time, all 3 times, it has ended up being a tight fit in the container that we were loading up. What I mean by that, maybe you found yourself in this place, is when it's a tight fit, you really have to be conscientious about what you're going to put into the truck and what you're going to leave behind, maybe even try to give away or just straight up donate to Goodwill. I've had to do that now 3 times, and each time the people that I've helped have had to make the tough decision. We are running out of space. What are we going to take, and what are we going to leave behind or give away? Each time, what I've discovered is people are basically making the priority decisions. This is a priority I'm taking. This is not so important. I'm leaving behind. Isn't that kind of the situation we find Joseph in right now? He is being told by God to get his things together. But the advantage that Joseph has is God doesn't just put Joseph 100% in charge and say, "Joseph, load it up, make it happen, make your own decisions." The beauty of this passage is God actually defines for Joseph what his priorities that he should take are and what he should leave behind. I like to think of it this way. So as I've work in the business world, I have learned to discipline myself to keep track of all the things that that I have to do on a daily basis, the things that I am that come across my path unexpectedly. So I have learned to rely on a very specific app that I've downloaded on my phone. It helps keep everything organized. Maybe a leadership podcast would come in the future, but for right now, this is something that I've used. I receive information, I try to organize my day, and I put everything on a list. And then on that list, I tell the app when to remind me or when to communicate with me exactly when things need to be done. It is a priority list that I have created. In our passage today, it's as though God tells Joseph, Joseph, it's time for you to get your things together. So Joseph takes out his phone. He whips out, opens up the app that I use. Again, you know, this is none real, right? But he takes out the phone that I use and opens up the app and he says, okay, God, I have to decide what I'm going to take with me in my relocation and what is going to stay behind. And God says, wait, Joseph, you don't have to create your own list. I'm going to tell you what to put on the list. And so Joseph gets the app out. He's ready to type in, what does God say? Well, in our passage, God tells Joseph, this is what you put on the list. This is what you're taking with you. This is what matters. He says, take the young child and his mother. So this is literally all that God says. Take the young child and his mother. So what we find is that what mattered to God within Joseph's life were basically the young child, which is Jesus, and the mother, which is Mary. Two things that God said, add to your list. So Joseph opens up his app and puts at the top, Jesus, and then Joseph puts Mary. Those are the two things he has told to take with him. Only two things on Joseph's priority list, Mary and Jesus. All right, you know we have to dig a little bit deeper into this. What does this teach you? And what does this teach me? All right, because at the beginning of today's podcast, I asked you, what are your top three priorities in life? What would you put at the very top? So now we learn from what God is communicating to Joseph, what are the top three priorities for Joseph? Let's get into it. Number one, and this is going to teach us what should be the priorities of our life as well. It's a challenge. Here we go. Number one, let God define and number the priority list of your life. All right, that's the first thing. So the first thing that we learn is that God should be the one that makes up your priority list. So in other words, God doesn't expect you to take your phone out, come up with priority list, and you think it through. I know it almost seems like I tricked you, but I promise I did not intend for it to be a trick. But we did learn a lesson, right? Joseph took his phone out and is getting ready to make up his priority list. You, at the beginning of this podcast, took out your phone or maybe just made a mental note of you making your priority list. And what we learn is here is the first priority. The first priority is let God define your priorities. Anytime you try to define your own priorities of your life, you're probably going to mess up. You're probably going to make a mistake. God is the one that wants to define your priorities. He will tell you what's important. That's lesson number one. When you take out that app and you put down your top three priorities, the first thing you have to put at the top is, let God define my priorities. First thing. All right? So that's number one. Just let God be the one to define your priorities. Now, your second priority, number two, is your priorities, based on what we've learned here, your priorities are the people you are responsible for. Now, because remember, what God says to Joseph is take Mary and take Jesus, and they're going to be the only things that you take. This is what I want you to get together, and this is what I want you to take. And what are they? They're only the people that he's responsible for. In other words, they are Jesus and they are Mary. So the second thing that you would put on your priority list is your priorities are the people you're responsible for. Now, if you're a child and a teenager right now, You say, who are the people I'm responsible for? Primarily right now, it's going to be your parents. So if you're still living with your parents, you're a child, you're a teenager, your priority is your parents. You want to make sure to lean into your parents. You want to make sure to follow the instruction of your parents. You want your parents to be a guide to you. That's who you're responsible for if you're a teenager or you're a child. Now, if you're married, then you're responsible for your spouse. So your priority, number two, should be your spouse. You put your spouse right there. Your spouse is your top priority. Now, once you have kids, then your priority is your spouse and your children. So your spouse and your children are now your priority. Now, if once you have grandkids, it's your spouse, it's your kids, and it's your grandkids. These are now your priorities. Once your parents begin to age and begin to need assistance for living, then it's your spouse, it's your kids, it's your grandkids, and it's your parents. So when you look at your priority list, number one, let God make your priority list. Number two, number two on that list are the people you are responsible for. And I've just broken that out for you. The people you are responsible for. In my case, that's going to be my spouse. That's also going to be my children. And I am getting to the place where my parents may be needing assistance. Not quite there yet in my life, but I am getting to that place. So that would be number two on my list. My spouse, my children would be number two on my list. All right, so you want to keep that straight. What does your list look like? Number one, let God define your priority list. Number two, what are the relationships you're responsible for? Because that's your second priority. And then what about third? In general, we are learning from this text that relationships with people are the priorities of life. Relationship with people are the priorities of life. You notice that there is absolutely no mention that God gives to Joseph of anything Joseph has. It's just Jesus and Mary. That's it. He's lived. He's worked. He has a home. He's had to make a life in Egypt. But yet God doesn't mention any of those things. He only mentions the relationships. So that means that relationships are your third priority. I'm not now talking about your second, your top priority, your relationships. I'm now talking about in general. That means that you want to evaluate all of the social relationships that you have in your life, and you want to make sure they're right. Make sure you're in a good place with every person. Make sure the relationship and what's going on between you and every relationship you have is right, that it's good, that it's ethical, that it's moral, that it would be pleasing to God. You want to make sure that all of the relationships in your life are right. Then you want to make sure that you have deep and meaningful relationships. I know that there are people who are introverts, others who are extroverts. No matter which place you would put yourself, God intends for us to have deep and meaningful relationships. That means that you want to make sure you are investing yourself into deep and meaningful relationships. Never place these relationships above your top, your second tier priorities, which is maybe your parents or maybe your spouse or your children or whatever one of those places that you're in at this time. But beyond those, you want to make sure every other relationship of your life is right and is deep and is meaningful. What I want to give you a little warning of is don't trade relationships for some of the common pitfalls that we find many people, and even I myself, have done. I have traded career. So I have made my career often maybe even my top priority, and I'll just tell you, I have. My career was number one. Because career was number one, every other priority became disheveled, became confused. It threw off my core balance in life and ultimately led to very poor decisions, very poor relationships. You don't want to do that. You don't ever trade relationships for career. It's not worth it. Never trade relationships for popularity. Again, it's not worth it. Never trade relationships for fame. Don't let fame or the desire for popularity become a priority. Also, money. You don't trade relationships for money. Don't let money and making money or having wealth move its way up to this priority list. Also, there are going to be fads that come in and out every year to year and a half. Fads of clothing and fads of vehicles and fads of fashion. There's so many fads of diets that are going to come in and out of your life. Through the span of your lifetime, there will literally be dozens. Don't make fads your priorities because you already have your top three priorities set. Don't make selfishness a top priority to you. And this is what many people do. I have been guilty of this as well. Don't allow your own motivations, your own selfishness, your own desire to have what you want become a priority of your life. It will throw your balance off. It's simply not how you were created or not how you were intended to live. All right, you have three priorities in life. Now, how does that match up with the first three that you wrote down at the beginning of the podcast or that you thought through? All right, think about your top three when you first started this podcast. Now, what should your top three be? Let me remind you. Number one, let God define your priorities. Always make that number one. Number two, the people you are immediately and directly responsible for. If you're a child or a teenager, that's your parents. If you're married, that's your spouse. If you have kids, it's your spouse and your kids. If you have grandkids, it's your spouse, kids, and grandkids. If your parents are aging and need assistance, it's your spouse, kids, grandkids, and parents. Those are the ones that are on your second tier priority. Priority two, those people you are directly responsible for. And then three on your top priorities. Three is every other human relationship. Human relationships. Remember, don't let career get to number three. Don't let career get to popularity get to number three. Keep these top three locked in and do not let them shift around. In our text, we are told that whenever God tells Joseph, Joseph, go ahead, make this relocation. Joseph gets ready, says, okay, God, what do I take? What do I get together? God says, first, I'm going to be the one to tell you. Secondly, it's going to be just the people you're responsible for. And thirdly, just know that relationships are always going to be the most important thing to you in general. And it says that when Joseph hears this, it says he rose. Literally, this is the middle of the night. He gets up. It says he took the young child and his mother, and he came into the land of Israel. He did exactly what God said. If you know biblical history, the story ends up a pretty powerful story of success. But you have to keep the top three priorities straight. We're going to find that those top three priorities even stay the priorities of Jesus' life as he gets older and we are told about what he does. Because often the priorities of the parents become the priorities of the children. Listen, you need to have your top three priorities of life straight. So make sure you take some time, think it through, reevaluate, realign yourself, and start living according to the right top three priorities. This is great. This is going to change your life, and this is going to impact everything around you, and maybe even save you from some future heartache. I hope it does. Thanks for listening today.